the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey has its first case of a cat infected with bird flu. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirms the feral cat from Hunterdon County, which was humanely euthanized, developed severe symptoms, including neurological signs. Other cats on the same property were also reported ill, and one outdoor-indoor cat also tested positive for bird flu. School shootings and other violent acts involving children have become increasingly common. John Paul Simon, clinical director at CarePlus NJ, says kids who are in the presence of aggressive and violent behavior may mirror it and use it for everything in their life, from problem solving to self-defense. The more a child is exposed to violent behavior early on in life,
does increase the risk of that child engaging in that same violent behavior.
He says if parents are concerned that their child's aggressive behavior may turn into violence, they should seek out resources available to them from the school, their community, and their pediatrician. New Jersey News brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here, and it's bigger than ever. Shop Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. New Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker is reintroducing legislation to ban hair discrimination on a federal level.
Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, teamed up with Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins to push the act called Creating a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair, otherwise dubbed the Crown Act. It would ban discrimination based on hairstyles commonly associated with race, including tightly coiled or curled hair, cornrows, braids, and locks. Booker says everyone should be able to show up to school or work or life and embrace their racial identity without fear of prejudice or bias. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut already have protections in place against hair discrimination. Natalie Migliori, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Gas stoves are used by over 47 million American households, but gas stoves generate gases that aren't good for people's health, and the gas itself contributes to climate change. But switching to electric cooking usually requires an electrician to pull in a 240-volt wiring, which can make switching from gas to electric expensive and cumbersome. Now, a new stove built by a startup company called Copper can be plugged into a wall circuit. It or something similar could end up being a breakthrough for indoor air quality and climate pollution. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will March come in like a lion? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There's a lot of variety in this forecast. If you don't like the weather, just wait a day. Today is definitely cooler than yesterday. Highs this afternoon, 45 to 50 degrees. Not awful, though. We've got mostly sunny skies and a stiff breeze blowing through New Jersey. Tonight, expect a few clouds overhead with lows around 40. The problem with tomorrow, as we start the month of March, it's going to be a windy day. Gusts over 30 miles an hour with sunny clouds and a slight chance of a quick shower. Highs tomorrow surging into the mid to upper 50s. Only mid-30s on Sunday. Back to cold and blustery weather. It's going to be bright and sunny. The wind chill on Sunday, no better than the 20s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
And right now in Sussex, it's 39. Trenton, it's 50. Egg Harbor Township, 52. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Weather is brought to you by Fontes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Get your plumbing safety and reliability inspection with Fontes right now. For only $29, visit FontesPHVAC.com to schedule an appointment.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.